Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' demoralizing 41-20 loss at Cincinnati on Sunday afternoon down in the Queens City. It looked like it was going to be a golden day for the Browns. They jump out 3-0. They jump out 6-0. They jumped out to a 13-0 lead when Joe Hayden picked off an Andy Dalton pass for the second time in the first quarter, and this time he returns it 29 yards for the touchdown, the first ever pick six by Joe Hayden. It's 13-0 Browns with 2:19 left to go in the first quarter. In total control, Cincinnati's doing nothing on offense whatsoever, and the Browns defense, making sure that Cincinnati doesn't have a big play and creating turnovers. Even though the offense wasn't great, they squandered a couple of opportunities in the red zone. They still got points out of it. 13-0 Browns, you're feeling good. And that's when it all went bad, and Jason Campbell started the downfall as he throws an interception with 56 seconds left to go in the first quarter. James Harrison gets the interception, takes it back for the touchdown. Browns catch a break, illegal block in the back. Okay, fine. Browns, you know what? You've held them to this point in the game scoreless. Just keep them to a field goal. Nope. Second quarter begins. Browns give up the touchdown pass to Gresham, the tight end, of 25 yards. Now it's 13-7. Cincinnati still trails, but you could see that the Bengals all of a sudden rejuvenated. They had all the momentum, and they would just continue with that momentum. They block a Browns punt and recovered at the Browns' 38-yard line. A few plays later, Dalton to Sanu, a 6-yard touchdown pass. 14-13, Cincinnati leads. 11:49 to go in the second quarter. Just like that, the Browns' 13-0 lead gone, and Cincinnati takes control of the football game. They come up, they block another Browns punt, and this one, they return it for a touchdown at the 4:35 mark. So you're up 13-0. Now you're down 21-13 with 4:35 left to go in the second quarter. And it got worse, if you can believe that. Campbell to Obanaya, 2-yard pass, hit, fumbles, ball's loose on the turf. Cincinnati picks it up. They return it for another touchdown. 28-13 Cincinnati, 2:45 left. And then Mike Nugent, the former Buckeye, OHIO, kicks a field goal 41 yards to end the half. 31-13 Cincinnati leads at halftime. Unbelievable. Horrific second quarter. The worst, as far as I can remember, the worst single quarter of play by a Browns team since they returned in 1999. They give up 31 points. They take a 13-0 lead and see that evaporate, and they trail 31-13 at halftime. Yeah, they scored a touchdown in the third quarter to make it 31-20. Look like they got back in the game on the 74-yard TD pitch and catch from Campbell to Josh Gordon. But then the Bengals close it out. Alex Smith, a 2-yard TD pass. Nugent with another field goal. 41-20, the final. Just a demoralizing loss. It was such a huge game for the Browns. They came into this game with some momentum off the bye week, a chance to get back to 500, to get back to within a half game of first place Cincinnati in the AFC North, and it looked like they were on their way at 13-0, but they give up 4 sacks, 4 turnovers. They're 4 of 18 on third down conversions. 2 punts blocked. Just an awful performance today by the Browns in special teams and on the offensive side of the ball. The defense, hey, can't blame the defense. They held Cincinnati to 224 total yards. Created a couple of turnovers. So it wasn't the defense's fault, even though they gave up some touchdowns. This was all on the offense and the special teams as the Browns fall to 4-6 on the year. Cincinnati improves to 7-4 on the year, so their lead over the Browns now in the division at 2.5 games. Baltimore is playing, as I do this podcast, against Chicago. If Baltimore wins, they're 5-5 and alone in second place in the AFC North. So if Baltimore loses that game, check this out. Three-way tie for second place as well as last place, depending on how you want to look at it. Baltimore would be 4-6 if they lose. Browns are 4-6. Steelers, with a comeback win over the Lions, they're 4-6. And oh yeah, who do the Browns play next? Pittsburgh at home. So they have a chance to bounce back next week, but it's going to be tough to get over this demoralizing 41-20 loss at Cincinnati. Just a horrific day after a great start for the Cleveland Browns down in the Queen City. There's your instant analysis of the Browns' 41-20 loss at Cincinnati.